to order and open a work session on 2348. I think we've done pretty well in getting pretty close to consensus on this. On the Dash 5 amendments, it looks like almost everybody in the work group is okay on the Dash 5 amendments, or the informal work group that emerged here. So I'd be happy to have a motion on the Dash 5 amendments.
Mr. Chair, wait, that's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Go ahead, sir.
I move LC draft Dash 5 right. amendments to be introduced as part of House Bill 2348.
We have a motion to add the Dash 5 amendments to House Bill 2348. Any discussion? Any objection? The Dash 5 amendments are added to House Bill 2348. Just an announcement. No, this isn't the one. Well, I will. No, I guess this isn't the time to make an announcement.
We need a motion.
I know. I was confusing this with the PERS one that lost its subsequent referral. I suppose we're going to announce that a little bit later. Okay. Can we have a motion on House Bill 2348 to the floor with a due pass recommendation?
Mr. Amended.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2348 to the floor with due pass recommendation as amended.
Mr. Dash 5.
That was Dash 5.
Any discussion?
Mr. Chair?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Since I just got these, can we have just a brief summary of what the Dash 5 amendments do, please?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Let's have a discussion on that. We had the Dash 5 amendments do what we talked about needing to do, but does it in a different way. And basically, it says that rather than having a separate section, as the OMA asked for, that would require health insurance plans to cover these diseases, rather than simply taking away the exclusion, this does it in the same section that it amends out, which is a section on individual policies and not group policies. And it has a much more limited application. So it takes away the UPPL and substitutes for it a requirement that health insurance, other than disability, policies provide coverage and reimbursement for expenses. So that's what we heard we wanted to do, but what we had at the end was a lot of discussion about what's the best way to do it without opening up new problems. And the decision was the best way to do it is in the same section that we're deleting the old language. Basically, that's what it's basically on line 9 through 16 on page 1. I think it has one other number, or maybe it doesn't have that number anymore. Yeah, it still has one number, right? It's on line 11 of page 2. It has another section.
Mr. Chair. And perhaps you or someone can clarify my understanding of everything, the changes that we're making in Section 2, the addition of 743.480 on page 2 and then again on page 4, is that we want to make sure that this substantive change in Section 1 applies also to healthcare service contractors, which are different, that which are not necessarily covered if we just do Section 1 related to health insurance policies. Is that also your understanding?
Well, it's that section, the amendment to Section 1 is an amendment to 743.480.
Right.
So it simply notes that it has been amended and it refers to it in this case.
Thank you.
I don't think it changes. I don't think it changes anything substantively.
I think that it extends 743.480 to a new class, an additional class of health insurers, which we intend to cover the healthcare service contractors. And I don't know.
I don't think it does that.
Okay.
I think, and it's 743.480, well, you may be using two different terms. 743.480 only applies to individually written contracts,
right.
Not to group contracts.
Right.
And it applies to everything that the that the old language applies to, but it just, rather than saying you shouldn't do it, now says you should do it.
Right. That's what 743.480 does. And then the other three or four pages of this amendment add the reference to 743.480 to the section of code that applies to healthcare service contractors, whatever those are. But I think they're entities that were not covered, addressed merely by the change in 743.480. I think we're probably not.
Madam Administrator.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Cannon, you are right. What the concern of several of the folks of the group, and they do have consensus on this, is because the health service contractors include group policies and individual policies. They wanted to include this new language under that statute, which is in Section 2, 750.055, which is why the reference on page 2 is referred back to 743.480. It includes those individual plans under the definition of the health care services contractors.
But not their group plans.
Not the group, just the individuals.
That clarifies it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other questions? Clerk, please call the roll.
Representative Bonnie.
Aye.
Representative
Burrow.
Aye.
Representative Cannon.
Aye.
Representative Flores.
Aye.
Representative
Delser. Excuse.
Representative Maurer.
Aye.
Vice Chair
Hogan.
Aye.
Vice Chair Rubin.
Aye.
Chair Freeman.
Aye. And who would like to carry this?
I'd be happy to carry it.
Thanks, Ben.
All right. Please do.
Thank you.
I'll close the work session on House Bill 2348. And
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Because this is the first time.
Are you sure?
Thank you. First time for, I think, seeing a bill here in the full committee. And is there any way for us to get the amendments prior? The challenge is for the other subcommittee is, you know, if we don't have enough briefing, it's a little quick pickup for us. And,
I'm sorry about that.
And that's okay. I mean, I've had some briefing, so I knew it, but I was going to.
For future reference, I think it would be quite possible.
Yes,
right now.
Okay.
They're scrambling so desperately, we weren't sure it was going to be ready for
the
session today.
Makes sense. I think that'll work itself out.
Basically, what we'll want to do in the future is deal with the amendments in the subcommittee under most circumstances.
Thank you.
All right. We have in front of us, are there more than we have in the list, Sandy?
Yes, Mr. Chair. We have a second packet, I believe. Aaron, is that it?
There it is, this one. We have in front of us a group of bills of LCs to be introduced as committee bills. Today is the last day we can do this. I was fairly lenient with anybody who said they wanted to introduce a committee bill because, as you know, it has no weight. It's simply like introducing as a committee bill or as an individual bill. It is clear to me that not all these bills, or perhaps not even most of these bills, will end up being considered here. But as a matter of courtesy, we've offered the ability. In fact, there was a lot of ones that somebody came to me and asked me if I'd sponsor it. I said no, but I'll introduce it as a committee bill. So we have several committee bills, some of which some of which are very important. Maybe I don't want to go on the record about that. I'll stop talking.
How do you pique your curiosity?
Okay. I'm going to open a work session for the introduction of committee members, committee measures. I've already introduced the committee members. But you sound a little rummy today.
Just for.
Okay. I think what we'll do is we can have a motion to accept them in mass, but I think the thing to do at least is to run through them off the list and read the paragraph and ask if there are any need to discuss any of them as we go through. After we've done that, any of them that are still standing will simply introduce a single motion to adopt this list as committee measures. So, Madam Administrator, would you read us through this list, and I'll ask whether anybody has any objection or wants to discuss them further.
Absolutely.
We'll get out of here.
Okay, Mr. Chair, first LC that is in the packet dated yesterday that I'm pretty sure everybody got. We're starting with LC 1440. That is requires informed consent of a subject for a test of communicable disease. It authorizes a representative of the person being tested to grant consent if the person is incapable of giving consent.
Discussion? Okay.
LC 1957 authorizes persons who have completed certain doctoral programs in acupuncture and oriental medicine to use the title of Doctor of Acupuncture Oriental Medicine.
Okay, it turns out that people really can't use that doctor term without having statutory authority, any of the doctor terms. Any discussion? One, please.
LC 2086 establishes the medical professional liability plan to provide participating physicians with insurance coverage. Requires that the physicians and podiatric physicians and surgeons participate in the plan.
Okay, next.
LC 2158 adopts revisions of the Revised Uniform Anatomical Gift Act of 2006.
That's actually provisions.
Okay.
Provisions. Oh, right?
Yes. I'm sorry. LC 2295 adds dental services to the list of services subject to certain provisions in ORS Chapter 743, including the provider must be paid promptly.
I wonder where that one came from.
LC 2297 exempts licensed denturists from certain requirements for owning or operating dental office or clinic. LC 2298 modifies requirements for the licensure of denturists. LC 2368 creates task force on healthcare services to study and make recommendations regarding long-term viability of health services provided to Oregonians. LC 3627 requires the Department of Human Services to study the cost of smoking and other tobacco-related illnesses to the public health system in Oregon. It instructs the department to report its findings to the Legislative Assembly and the Governor by September 30, 2008. LC 3004 allows married persons to apply to the court for an order of support from spouse for the purpose of establishing community spouse resource allowances provided in federal law, requires the court to consider certain information in determining the appropriate amount of support.
Good judiciary bill.
Sure, I'm sure we won't get, I hope we don't get that one. Well, maybe you could handle it if we do.
Mr. Chair,
you and Suzanne. Yes, go ahead, please.
No, that just concludes our packet from yesterday, and your new packet from today starts with LC 1644. Prohibits hospitals from billing to or attempting to collect from uninsured patients charges that exceed Medicare rate or rate paid by hospital's highest volume commercial insurer. LC 2157 adopts the Uniform Emergency Volunteer Health Practitioners Act. It establishes methods for deployment and use of licensed health practitioners to provide health and veterinary services during an emergency. LC 2293 establishes a Bill of Rights for long-term care facility residents. LC 2604 requires licensees and permittees of Oregon Liquor Control Commission to check identification of all persons before selling or serving alcoholic liquor. LC 2684 clarifies responsibility of the Department of Human Services relating to drinking water, requires that water suppliers serving more than 10,000 persons add fluoride to the water, delays implementation until water suppliers have sufficient capital to purchase fluoridation equipment, and it preempts local government regulations that prohibit or restrict the use of fluoride. LC 2685 exempts certain healthcare practitioners from the requirement of professional corporations organized to practice medicine or other aspects of healthcare.
Actually, just for the record, 2604, what it actually does is it prohibits persons from purchasing alcoholic beverages if they're convicted of driving while under the influence. This piece this is how you actually do that. It's requiring everybody to check identification for the purchase of alcoholic beverages, and the identification of people who have been convicted would have a note similar on it that would prevent them from purchasing.
Mr. Chair, in regard to that bill, I'm just curious as to the assignment to this committee as opposed to judiciary.
That will be up to the speaker. If there are any of them, that any of these that you really would like to have assigned here, we'll be happy to ask for it. But my guess is that's going to be a judiciary bill.
Are these already assigned here, and that it would go to judiciary by us referring it? Because one, Brenda Taffy's in.
We're only introducing these as committee bills, which is the same as if you or I introduce them, and they'll go to the speaker. They'll be first reading, and they'll go to the speaker for assignment.
Oh.
So these aren't okay. These aren't bills we're acting on. They're LCs we're simply introducing as a committee bill, and they'll have the normal first reading procedure. If there are some of these that you particularly would like to have come here, and there may be one or two of these, including one or two that has juicy relating to clauses, we might specifically ask for them. But my guess is, in the normal course of events, probably a third of these would end up here and two-thirds would end up somewhere else in terms of the assignment.
Start reading these.
Yeah, don't bother to read them until they get here. Okay, I'll accept a motion to accept these 2, 4, 6, 8, 10... 12, 14, 16, L16, is that what you have?
That is what I have.
LCs as read into the record as committee bills.
Mr. Chair,
I move that we move the LCs as just read as committee bills.
Discussion?
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I know, Mr. Chair, that you said this, thank you, at the beginning of this session, and I just want to reiterate that introducing these as committee bills, it does not make a statement about our support for the bills or about the appropriateness of these in this committee.
It doesn't at all.
Thank you.
No, we're not endorsing them. We're not commenting on their merit. If I were commenting on merit, I would have some strong comments on several of them. No.
Thank you.
Is that right?
You want to comment on that? You've been around longer than
any of us. No, you're absolutely right. These are just to be drafted as bills, and it will just say at the request of this committee, and that's how they will be printed. And like the chair said, it's up to the speaker to determine the committee assignment after its first read.
Please read the roll.
Representative
Bonnie.
Aye.
Representative Brown.
Aye.
Representative
Kent.
Aye.
Representative Boyce. Aye. Representative Gilbert. Excuse.
Representative
Maurer.
Aye.
Vice Chair
Richardson. Aye. The 16 LCs as read are adopted as committee bills and will be referred to the clerk for handling them. Is there any other business to be brought before the committee? Oh, I'll close the public hearing. I mean the work session on introduction of committee bill. Any other business to come before the committee? I think we have hearings for all. I mean, I think we have work for each of the subcommittees this week coming.
Mr. Chairman, I just announced that policy subcommittee is holding a joint meeting on Tuesday at 3 with the House Education Committee to discuss school nutrition standards. So if you're not on those committees and want to come by, it should be a very interesting public hearing.
Discussion.
I think it's 2650.
Cool. Yes. I close the meeting of the House Committee on Healthcare and wish you all a safe drive home and a profitable and happy weekend.